destiny. God is on your side. Miracle is on your side. Glory is on your side.
The blind sees, lame walks, power released. This is the voice of fire. Revealing Jesus, releasing destinies with Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
I enjoy every one of us to key to every testimony that you'll be hearing. Because testimony itself as prophetic seed, they have the capacity to reproduce itself in the life of everyone that believes. So as you hear this testimony, key to every testimony, and the God of Apostle John Suleiman, we put your testimony in your hand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we listen to the first testifier, please? Thank you. Your name and your testimony.
My name is Pastor Mrs. Wagbo. I fellowship in May Branch here. Somebody say, Mega, Mega. Yeah. God punish the devil and his inner brother. Yeah. Akuba Sataya. On Christmas Day, guess what happened? A child of Oracle. Devil, he said he tried, want to branch. Now try. And he failed. As normal, I say, nah, leg, nah, so it be. Just they move. On Christmas Day, you guys, if I want to use myself, my husband, my daughter, they said they will carry me. I know the feast start again. This right leg, where they take dance to the glory of God, they go come. He said, one peck to the leg. Now I say, Satan, you are a fool. You see, now the leg go. He called it, they prepare me. Let me just describe the pain. Until you know if you woman then labor, if you want to burn. He pay past that. If you want to stand, so I'm going to sweat. Now my husband say, he called my daughter. Bring answer, let me call my daddy. Immediately, we call daddy. Daddy say, who? You? I said, daddy, me. Where he come from? He just pronounced a word. In the name of Jesus, you arrow. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. Sister, let me tell you what I see. In this my right leg, I just feel like, say, the full iron. Just come and I see the pepper me immediately. It cool. I stand up. I said, Satan, you are a fool. You send me what touch me. I started rejoicing. Here I am now. The daughter of Oracle. My father. He prayed for me. Here I am. I'm jumping up. Jump me to celebrate, thank God. Jump me to celebrate.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Okay, you want to say something?
Praise the Lord. You know, early this year, Apostle said that you will begin to dance without the music. For all the testimonies that I've been having this year, I will dance without, don't give me music, I will dance without music.
Said you want to dance without music. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Slap your hands together to the glory of God. Amen. You are untouchable. Listen to the next testifier.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is with us. In February 14th, on Tuesday, 2012, I was in the office. I work with Power Holding. And that very day, we had a lot of jobs to do. So, as a supervisor of my section, I decided to share the work so that we can use one stone to kill so many birds. So that fateful day, I did share the work. We are three in the office plus one additional IT student. So we shared the work and we left. While I went to Bila to do my work, the other two people went to Ekbeshi to test transformer there. As I was working in Okbila, because I said immediately I finish, I'll join them in Ekbeshi. As I was working in the Okbila, a call came in and said that the people I sent to work in Ekbeshi The transformer exploded and fire came out and they're all burning. So immediately I finished the work, I went to the site. When I got there, I discovered that the IT boy that followed by the other boy has already burnt, is already on the floor dead. So they took the other ones to the hospital. So I tried to locate the place I couldn't. They took them to Irua. After some days, some weeks, the other three died. So they started asking questions. What happened? So they set up an adult disciplinary committee in my office and we were interrogated. They gave some of us query to reply, which we did. And the question they asked me was, why did I allow him to go without you following him? So I replied, I told them, I said, he's about 90 years old in the job. He's even older than me in the job, more experienced than me. But because I'm a graduate, I'm a supervisor. So I sent him because he's more competent. So after I replied the query, they still sent for us. We went to Benin, about five of us. So before I went, I sent Papa a text. I said, this is what is happening. So Papa sent me a text. It was 7th May in the afternoon at about 4 p.m. that God go with you. So I went there. We went to Benin. When we got there, they were calling each of us one into the office. But I was the focal point because it happened in my office. So as they were going, later I was the last person. All of them came out and said, I said, they never reached my turn. They said, they don't need you.
Somebody say, I have escaped.
You see, when Papa sent the text, he said, God go with you. I tend to reason, he said, how can God go with me? People ask me questions. I don't think it's possible. But to my greatest surprise, they said I can go, that they don't need me. Just last week here, because the case was still lingering, I called, I wanted to find out how it was going in our Benin office. They told me that the case died a natural death. So I should come and thank God for preserving my life, saving me. I want to thank Papa for being there for me. I want to thank the house of God, that God is still with us. Thank you very much.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
God did that through the message, reply Papa sent. Now, you are not sending message today. The oracle of God, you are going to see him, is here live. So he's not going to send you a text message. He will speak to you audibly by the power of God. And today you will see the power of God. Listen to the next testifier.
I'm Akimboye Wabamikole. Early last month, November, I was told that my sister was afflicted with madness. She just gave her life to Christ, not quite long. So with that zeal, she went and anointed all the idols in my family house. So after she anointed the idol, she got mad. She was talking excessively. She couldn't, in fact, hold herself any longer. Nobody could calm her down. She was taken to the hospital. She was given clopromazine, haloperidol, all manners of antipsychotic. It got to a stage that even I myself, I administered 200 milligrams of clopromazine and IV 20 milligram diazepam. If we should give anybody here, you will sleep for days. But she did not even sleep. I knew medicine cannot handle this. So I decided to bring her to Auchi. And that very day that Papa prayed for her, the devil lost her hold on her. Today, she's in Lagos looking for job.
I like what he said. He said, when we try all we could and nothing happened, I decided to bring her to Auchi. And we are in Auchi.
Omega Fire Ministry. That's why we call, that's why the ministry is called Omega, the end of tears. Somebody shout fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Bless you. Tell us your names and testimony.
I'm Elder Oswell Alalebo. It is not easy for an ordained elder in a very big church, almost 70 years old, to transfer to Omega. But God brought me here. Because this is where God is.
Jesus, Jesus. Who is this God that knows the disasters of my life?
Jehovah. Watch this screen.
What's happened to your neck?
An arrow.
An arrow. Now listen, listen. This arrow just expired. Take off that collar. Give it to me. Look at me. Do what I do. Look at me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Somebody shout Jesus. Can we give God some more shouts? As a matter of fact, that is one of the testimony. Please listen to him.
I came back in May. Papa now called my native name, which nobody else, my wife doesn't know it. In fact, I was sitting there. Papa was looking here, not expecting that I'm the one. When I came out, he was shocked. He looked at me, said, "You?" I said, "Yes." Papa now said, your daughter, her pregnancy is going on. I said, "Yes, sir." He now said, "Your son in America, when he came to Nigeria, somebody did something to him. And so that he'd be going from one job to another, from one company to another." And it was true. The boy has changed almost 7 companies within a year. In fact, Papa demonstrated it by walking, showing how a fowl works here. And then what happened? He said, "This ended today." Today, the boy is in a big company, doing well. Now, finally,